What I've learned, man, nobody gives a f about you. Nobody really gives a f about you. So I'll give it. I don't want to start the shit off like this, but I just feel like because it just happened.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I have my wonderful host. I got Mac. I got B here. We're about to get into some stuff. First and foremost, man, how y'all boys been, man?
I'm straight, man. I mean, hey, I just want to state one thing, man. Nobody gives. I just want to tell the people, man. This is what I'm gonna start doing at the beginning, man. Just some advice, right? What I've learned, man. Nobody gives a fuck about you. Nobody really gives a fuck about you. So I'll give it. I don't want to start the shit off like this, but I just feel like because it just happened. It's this person that's dear to my heart. I don't want to say who it is, but it's somebody that's really dear to my heart. I promised them that I was gonna send them some bread, right? And I'm fucked up right now. Like I had some financial issues going on, and this person just said, "Yo, you promised me he's gonna give me some bread," and I was like, "Yo, I'm fucked up right now." He's like, "But you promised me," and I was like, "Yo, I'm fucked up right now." What I'm trying to get at is nobody gives a fuck about you, right? Nobody really gives a fuck about you. That's what I see, and I'm talking about this person is my number one person in my life. You see what I'm saying? And they just pressed me about some bread, which is crazy because I did promise it, but I was like, I'm fucked up. But they just wanted that bread. It was no fucking ifs, ands, or but. Like, what's your life like right now? It was like, I want that bread. And that's why I just came to the realization just today, man. Like, nobody gives a fuck about you. Nobody. I don't give a fuck who it is. On some real shit. Like, I'm talking about, like, they might care to some extent, but motherfuckers don't give a fuck about you, being honest.
That's heavy to start with. Hey, B, how you
Hey,
been?
he came through knocking shit out early. Man, life been life, and bro, I've been going through a lot, man. A lot of family death, friend death, and I'm just glad I'm still here, man. I appreciate life, Type, and like you said, Mac, don't nobody give a fuck about you. Main line. Nobody care. Shit, especially for the men. Women may get a little bit more appreciation, but us men, I give a fuck.
And I shouldn't say everybody. Maybe it's just me, man. I don't know.
It's maturity, though. You nailed it.
Nah, but I do think what you said do have a lot of validity. And we've spoken about this before, to where it's like people don't really care. I even remember making one of the video, like one of them shorts. I was talking about how nobody really give a fuck for real. Just
Yeah.
kind of coasting off of that a little bit, right? So, like I said, life has been fucking us up recently. And it's always good to kind of highlight some of the positives that are going on in people's lives and some positive things that people have done. And that's why I came up with the segment of just highlighting, positive things. But I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna put this video on screen. This young man did some positive stuff, and I just kind of wanted to highlight him.
This is Corian Evans. He's a high school senior from Moss Point, Mississippi. One day he's driving in his car and he sees a car, another vehicle, drive off of a boat launch and the car started to sink into the river. So immediately what he does is he takes his shirt off, his shoes, takes his phone out of his pocket, hops into the river, and inside the vehicle were three teenage girls and they're trapped inside the car. Corian found a way to get inside the vehicle, get the girls out of the vehicle, and get them to safety. Now, while this is happening, another police officer who responded to the incident jumped into the river to try to save the girls as well. Well, this cop started struggling and started to drown, and Corian noticed that, realized he had gotten the girls to safety, turns around, hops back into the water, and saves the officer, totaling four rescued from the river, all by Mr. Evans. Man, that is incredible. And as you can see here, that's a shot of him in action. And I just think the bravery, the selflessness, just a phenomenal, phenomenal ending to a story that could have ended horribly. And because of the action that he took, now the three young ladies get to go home to their families. The officer gets to go home to his family. Shout out to Corian.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Corian. I just wanted to kind of highlight, people doing good things because I think a lot of times when we on these platforms, we just kind of highlight all the bad stuff that people do and things of that nature, right? But yeah, that's gonna be my positivity segment, all right, for from there, because all the rest of this show is about to be some ignorant shit.
So we started off with the awkward Negro and shit, and then we're just gonna jump in some ghetto shit.
Oh yeah, we about to get into it for real, for real. All right, so I wanted to ask y'all, before I kind of segue to the next thing, what do y'all think are some things that are helping to destroy the black community? And like, I'll tell you why I asked it in a second, but I just kind of want to see what y'all take on it. Like, what do you think is one of the most detrimental things? One of the things I just saw was, there was a couple men that broke out of prison, or not a couple. There was about 10 men that broke out of prison in Louisiana, right? Three of them have been captured. One of them was on either Instagram Live or Facebook Live, and I think that's one of the things that's kind of killing the black community is these Instagram Lives, the social media shit, all that different type of stuff. And I just kind of wanted to get y'all take on it. Like, what do y'all think are some of the things that are destroying the black community?
That you run B.
You said what are some things that destroy the black community?
Yeah, like what are some things you see that you believe are destroying the black community?
Man, I see a lot every day. Shit. Let's start with the drugs, and then we're gonna move our way to the cigarettes and the liquor and the Swishers. Like it's a lot of stuff. The chicken, like it's a lot of shit that's fucking up the black community. It's causing cancer, all type of shit, man. So like, I can't be specific on that. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a long list. I want to hear y'all.
I mean, I don't really have much, man. This is like on the spot, but what I'd say is activities. Just hear me out. Activities, man. Listen, my daughter, I'm trying to get her into this school, and all the hell they talk about is just keeping them fucking occupied, because that's what they say. And the idle time is a devil's playground, right? When you don't have nothing to do, you'll try to entertain yourself, and typically, it's going to be in the worst way. So activities, man. Let's get some activities in these hood. Take these damn kids out, let them play basketball, learn how to swim so they can save people like Aqua Negro. You know what I mean? We gotta do activities, man. We need activities, and I think that's what's killing us.
Another thing, I think that the CIA also has a part to play, right? I'm not talking about the new CIA because the old CIA already did the job and it's already trickling back on itself, right? And it started from, and this is me joking, right? But there's a little bit of truth in every joke. Started with the Don Julio Popeyes collab, right? And there's another person that I want to highlight. All right, but not for those good reasons, right? His name is Quan Mills. Y'all ever heard of him? It's an author. His name is Quan Mills.
No.
Quan Mills is also a detriment to our community, and I'm gonna show you why.
You're a disgrace to the black community, just making us look bad. That's the whole point of being a CIA operative. Duh. But anyways, in the meantime, between time, I still have plenty of copies left of this whole got roaches in her crib, autographed paperbacks. This is a real book, everybody. Written by me, the one and only international best-selling author, Quan Mills. It's a real book. Now, in case you're confused on what's on the inside, I'm going to go ahead and read a few pages. Praquisha's murderous gaze was laser-focused onto five black brownish roaches, all ranging in sizes. And the bitch ain't got time for this shit today. I'm hungry and the bitch need to get help. The agitated Section 8 strike continued to nag. The biggest roach, Daddy Roach Sr., embarked on a dangerous journey to lead his family to a mecca of stale food.
All right, listen, I'm gonna stop it right there because there's only so much ignorance I can perpetuate on this platform that we're trying to build here. But
Hold on. I'm sorry, man. Let me get this clear. So he's the author of the book, and he's a CIA operative.
yes, he is the author
Well,
of the book,
hey, that's the Uncle Ruckus, man.
and that's what I'm saying. It's just sometimes we do these things to ourselves.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I will never read a book. I will never read a book like that ever in my life. But yeah, that dude, he need to chill. But like I said, there's a lot of
That's
different
crazy.
things. Yeah, I just thought that was funny. But that ain't even the worst of his books. He's got a whole stable of just ignorant ass books that he's just pushing out to people.
As you're pulling that, man, that's a valid point that I'd like to talk a little bit more about, though.
What's
As
that?
in improving the community, you know what I mean?
Hey, by all means, go ahead. What do you
No,
think?
I'm not saying now, like we can set it up because it was just like, I don't know, we're reacting to it, so it's our first time seeing it. I'd like to like contemplate and think about it a little bit more. You know what I
Gotcha.
mean? Because I think it's important. And I think a lot, while you're setting that up, you waiting for B, right? But
I mean, either waiting on him or getting ready to start it, I just want to see if he's coming back.
and it's some of our elderly people, right? Where they're trying to be like the kids. I think that's a major problem in itself. You know, the unks want to be fucking young boys, you know what I mean? Instead of being a fucking unk and doing their fucking unk duties, you know what I mean? If they call you unk, bro, it's time for you to start mentoring in a good way because you're not their peers, dog. They don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
That's just my take, man. I think that's a lot that goes into it as well.
No, I think that's pretty fair. And yeah, it was something that I just kind of threw out there, but I do think that that's a good conversation. It's just whenever I start to bring up the topics, I try not to get too political without giving people the chance to kind of speak on it. One, and then two, sometimes when you get too political, then the conversation goes on like 30, 45 minutes. And we just be talking about some things, and
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I know it's one of the things that's not the most pleasurable listening experience for the people that are listening, especially when we're talking about that one thing for 45 minutes as opposed to, shifting topics. I think it's a good time to go ahead and move into the Battle the Fuck Out of Here segment. Right. So I wanted to start off with this video.
So, showed y'all how my day started, how my Mother's Day started, and now I'm not gonna show you. I'm gonna tell you about how my Mother's Day is gonna end. You know what I mean?
Yes, I wish you hurry up too.
All, we got our Let's Spin because Let's Spin just came out in this cute little travel size. And so since we're in Cannes, France, I traveled with it for the first time, and we're about to give it a spin.
You about to can with Bam.
Happy Mother's Day once again, everybody. I hope all of you are somewhere spinning.
Oh my God, I ain't never been so happy to have Mother's Day come to an end.
All right. So, for anybody that don't know, Halle Berry, she sells a bunch of different lubricant products, and that is what she's promoting. I'm pretty sure that's one of her lubricants that she's promoting. But I wanted to ask you, do you think that promo is valid, or do you think she needs to get the fuck out of here?
Hey man, listen, I'm all about people leveling up, and I think it's valid. Hey man, listen, you gotta do what you gotta do to continue to develop your wealth, right? And that's what she's doing, so I don't see nothing wrong with it. I
Gotcha.
mean, I think it's valid.
I think that, yeah. All right. I think she need to get the fuck out of here. And the reason I say that is because Halle Berry is one of our greats, right? I think we can agree on that. Like, from our like from our community, Halle Berry is looked at as one of our greats. I just think that, you know, at the age that she's at, she needs to be moving. And I don't know, I shouldn't be policing how this woman moves. So it's gonna sound all jacked up coming from me, but I just feel like she should be moving with a little bit more decorum. Because you are pedestalized as one of our greats. And I don't think she's moving like one of our greats. But I get, you know, women wanting to, you know, take back that power and, you know, pretty much have the sexual liberation thing going on. It's just, I think it's weird. I don't know. I just think it's weird. But that's just me.
I'm on the other side, man. Do what you gotta do, queen.
Yeah, you could already tell that wasn't just promo. Like, she about to get
Not saying she need the money, but
it. Yeah, she getting ready to get it in. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna move to the next one.
my friend's boyfriend pays for everything. Her bills, her rent, her hair, her nails, all that. She don't pay nothing. She don't work. One day they invite me out for lunch. I say, sure. I knew he was going to pay for my meal because he's just that type of guy. But some point within lunch, they just started arguing. She says something crazy. He responds, shut your broke ass up. For some odd reason, she looks shocked, right? She looks at me and is like, did you hear what he just said to me? I said, girl, yes, shut your broke ass up. He was about to pay for my lunch. I only brought $20. The way she was talking to him was almost as if she paid the light bill. I literally sat there. I said, ooh, they're not about to have lights tonight. She's about to cut that shit off. No, girl, you need to cut that shit out. Know your place, because you can't afford a new one. How you forget your ass is broke? I ain't forget. That's why I ain't say nothing to him. My friends.
So, in that story, the boyfriend, you think the boyfriend is valid, or do the boyfriend need to get the fuck out of here?
I think he should get. I think he should get the fuck out of here. Again, if you're gonna do that, then don't fucking throw it in her face, man. That's crazy. If you're gonna fucking take care of her, and then she just have something to say that you might not agree with, you can't just, you know what I mean, throw that shit in her face that she's broke. And then he's probably like one of them corny ass red pill dudes. Like he don't want his chick working, he want her at the crib, but then you're gonna disrespect the shit out of her when she do have to speak her mind. And that's just me again, just from a old nigga perspective.
Well, no, it's the same. So I had that same thought, and I still stand by that thought. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just as old as the 50-50 conversation goes. Like, it's an old conversation at this point, but that's the reason why, you know, those 50-50 conversations come up. It's just because if you're ever in a position like that, ladies, to where you're allowing a man to finance you, you give him that same power to go ahead and make comments like that. And as a man, like as a real, like me as a dude, I would never make that comment to somebody when I know that it's coming from a place of, well, I just wouldn't make that comment. I just think that's rude and that's ugly. And a lot of times these dudes just be making those types of comments and they don't really think about the after effects of it.
And fat girl on the video too, she need to get the fuck out of here too. Oh, she was worried about her fucking stomach. Badass. Told my he about to pay for my food. Shut your broke ass up.
To be fair though,
Right.
and I don't know if it was me. So when I was a kid, right, when I was younger, and if somebody was ever, so I didn't wear name brand clothes. So whenever people were getting to certain conversations, I just wouldn't chime in. So if this dude is cracking on this dude about having some clothes that ain't necessarily name brand, I'm not even gonna laugh too loud because I know that attention's gonna be diverted to me. Right? When it comes to that woman, if you know you're not paying no bills and we talking finances at the table in front of everybody, in front of other people, you might want to shut the fuck up. I mean, but that's some ass shit for
Mean, I get
you
what you're
to
saying, because
now go ahead.
I was about to say the same shit you said. I mean, when you were saying it, like I was like, man, I've been in plenty of those situations where you're like, I ain't trying to make the fucking attention move this way. You know what I'm saying? Like if some two people cutting, Because like I said too, I didn't have the bread. I didn't have the nice clothes in school. So when I see that shit, because you know that's what we did as young kids. You roasting one another. You know what I mean? Somebody roasting somebody else. I'm not even trying to laugh. Leave it the fuck alone. So I get what you're saying.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just trauma has taught me a lot. It's just if you ain't got no room to talk, then you should probably just not talk. But he still need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you get the fuck about it.
All right, I got another one. So this is one that literally I just pulled right from like while we were on the computer.
Starting next month, Utah schools will no longer be allowed to put kindergarten students in seclusion. I'm glad that students entering kindergarten and first grade this year won't be as traumatized as my second and third grader. Seclusion is basically the practice of putting a student in a small, confined space, sometimes no bigger than a closet, when the student poses an imminent safety risk. But over the last few months, we've reported that it sometimes isn't used that way. If you don't know what seclusion is, you're not alone. A lot of lawmakers said they previously weren't aware of seclusion either until we've been reporting on this issue over the last few months.
Your TV station started showing cases, and I started getting phone calls from constituents.
In the most recent year we have data for, there were 1,300 instances where students were put in seclusion.
Do you really need a 6-year-old or a 5-year-old locked in a room for 6 hours?
Some of the experts we spoke to told us that this law is one of the more narrow prohibitions on seclusion they've seen, but they still think that it will make an impact since students who are put in seclusion tend to be.
All right, so I'm gonna stop it right there just because the clip runs long. I didn't hear that they was keeping these kids in seclusion for 6 hours. Somebody needs to be sued and people need to go to fucking jail. It's not even just a valid the fuck out of here. They need to get all the way the fuck out of here. And I need to call, like, I would call my fucking lawyer.
Damn, that's a fact. That's something shocked as fuck. I've got a daughter. This is a crazy thing. As soon as she said kindergarten, I was like, let me listen, because my daughter's about to be in kindergarten. They lock my daughter up in a motherfucking. If she's bad as fuck, it still doesn't warrant her being secluded for fucking 5 minutes. He's talking about 6 hours. Shit. That's fucking you locking a kid up. That's like detaining people, right? Like you can't detain someone.
Now you pretty
Because the
much
person can't leave, they're detained.
teaching these kids how to fucking be criminals. There's nothing that a 5 or a 6 year old can do that warrants them being put into a closet for 6 fucking hours. I don't care what the case is. Even if a 6 year old got a hold of a gun, there's nothing that I can think of that a 5 or a 6 year old could do to me that I would want to lock them up for that much time. It doesn't make any sense.
And what happened? What probably happened was the motherfucker probably forgot the motherfucking kid was in him.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm
That's
pretty
crazy.
sure that's
6 hours is crazy.
Where is he?
Probably missed lunch and everything. The motherfucker was still stuck up in that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's like the biggest thing is I didn't really. See, I thought it was like a joking topic. I thought they were keeping the kids in there for like 5 or 6 minutes. Yeah, 5 or 6 hours. Nah. Utah, they got some wacky shit going
I mean,
on.
I understand the timeout, right? Like, you have to, some of these kids are wild, man. I know. My daughter is one of them. I'm not even gonna fucking try to act. She's not. She's one of them. My teacher consistently had to talk about me, talk to me about her. Like, she just don't listen. You know what I mean? And I bring them home, I try to talk to her as well. But I understand the timeout. You put them in a corner in the same classroom, right? You might turn the chair towards the wall or whatever and let them sit there. But at least you still have eye on the motherfucking kid. They're still part of the class. You're punishing them, right? Because they have to understand there's consequences to their action. And that's when they first start to learn that. Well, in sixth grade, they're saying you understand cause and effect, right? That's when they said kids typically understand cause and effect. So you have to put some kind of disciplinary and act, disciplinary action in there, so they know that that's not something to do, right? They know that it's bad. So, So I understand that timeout, but damn, locking somebody up is crazy.
Hey B, what you doing if they
I
lock
don't know.
your kid up in a closet for 5 or 6 hours?
For 6 hours?
Yeah.
Shit, I'm cutting up, man. Somebody might get, I don't know, I might go to prison, bro. I don't play by my kids, man. I can't play. I don't play with nobody else's kids. I won't spare nobody to play with mine, man. Don't touch my children.
Back, man. Shit.
Ain't playing them games.
Well, we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna move to the next video.
Man, you can't tell nigga he can't whoop his hoe and she getting
No,
out of line. She
stop
the kind
that.
of hoe you
So
got to
the
whoop.
woman that you was with, you put your hands on your woman.
I will if she take me down.
No. Have you ever put your hands on your ex-wife?
No.
Okay, thank you. So all that shit that you talking is
I done
cap.
slapped the shit out of my baby mama.
Huh?
Yeah, I done slapped shit out of my baby mama. Driving, bitch. Yeah. Hell yeah, I done open here and slap the shit out. Yeah, hell yeah, I slap the shit out of my bitch.
No.
That's my bitch.
No.
Man, you deal with your bitch. You discipline your hoe how you discipline yours. I'm gonna
No,
discipline mine how I
no,
discipline mine.
no, you
And
can't do
yeah, man,
that.
you
That
got to
ain't
kick some of them in their ass.
no. I'm telling you as a man, and I gotta hold you accountable. If I were to ever see you put a hand on a woman, it'd be a hard time for me to see that, Charleston.
Just be willing to go to jail or go to hell if you get in fact me and my bitch. Nigga,
Huh?
that go my brother. You better leave me alone about me and my bitch. Nigga, you better go home. Nigga, it's me and my hoe. You better stay out of this.
And then
That's how
boom.
niggas die.
That's cool.
Me or you gotta die about
That's
this
cool.
bitch.
And the
And now
chances,
both our mamas sad. Cause niggas,
the
nah,
Vegas
man.
odds got me winning that fight. Oh,
Man, this ain't
Charleston.
about no fight, nigga. We got to die behind my bitch. You interfering with me and
You
my
don't even
bitch.
love her.
Nigga, I love my bitch.
How you gonna love her and you gonna put your hands on
Same reason you whoop your kids and tell them you love them and this why you doing this.
her? No,
It
no, no.
ain't no different. So think about this concept. You
So
tell your
look,
children I'm doing this because I love you. So why I can't whoop this hoe because
And
I
that's
love
why
her?
I'm gonna whoop your ass because I love you, because I'm telling you, I have to tell you that that ain't right. So I'm gonna whoop
Man,
your ass and send you on your way.
Marvin Gaye had to kill his daddy or his daddy killed his son for one of them for getting in fuck about that bitch. That's how don't get in that, man.
Listen,
Don't get in that.
if I see a person putting their hands on a woman, I'm gonna put my hands on them because I love them.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you that ain't,
I'm
we not
shooting
doing
out
it.
of anger. Yeah, I'm shooting out of anger. Man, nigga ain't got no business getting in my business, what I'm saying. It's my bitch. Nigga, you better leave us alone. Now everybody finna die. Fuck. Cause you want now your kids finna be without their father cause you wanna save this bitch.
I'm gonna be at home.
You don't know that.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna be at home.
Because what ends up happening, it's always the good guy that loses life. It ain't never the bad. We don't watch this situation hold, so that's why I don't get into domestic shit. If I see a nigga whooping this bitch, I mind my business.
Yeah. All right. So I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all think that Cam Newton, well, not Cam Newton, do y'all think Charleston White was valid in what he was saying? In regard, not in regards to hitting a woman and whatnot, because we know that's wrong. But do you think he was valid in his saying of, I don't get into domestic violent situations because, I might lose my life in that? Do y'all kind of agree with him, or do y'all think that, a man, it's a man's job to go ahead and intervene in those situations?
I agree with him. Mind your business at the end of the day. If it's and if he killing her, that's something different. But man, mind your business,
I'm saying to go back, right? Well, some of the problem with the hood is niggas like Charleston White. No, I'm kidding. But no. Is he valid? Right? So I mean, I know what the right thing is because I'm gonna spill the beans, man. Like I have to teach a class on this consistently, right? The same situation. So you have to do something because the consequences, right? We have to understand the second and third order of effect on certain things where he might end up killing that person, right? You just want to get the person to the right people so they can talk to him, right? Maybe a therapist or something like that. And we understand people in the hood don't have the ability to go to a therapist, but yeah, I think you should step in. I think Cam Newton is on point, and Charleston White need to get the fuck out of here, right? But I understand, like in the hood, yeah, you might step in and you're gonna get your ass killed, and you're gonna be fucking dead. Your family gonna be missing you, and this. Still gonna be putting money on his books, just like what he was saying. But the right thing to do is to step in, but be careful in your decision making, right? When you're making your discernment, if you need to step in or not. Think about what can happen, right? And we have to weigh the differences. Sometimes it's necessary to step in, sometimes you just have to leave it alone. And that's my long-winded take on.
Got you. Me personally, I don't think I'm going to step into a situation like that and attempt to put my hands on somebody because I know how that goes. I've heard too many stories about those situations going left. But in regards to, those things going on, I don't think that you should just be a bystander and just let that person get beat on all the time. But I think me personally, I would just like anonymously call the cops or something like that. I wouldn't let them know that I was calling the cops, but I'm not getting myself involved because once you get yourself involved, let's say you do beat the person up, the cops show up, him and the person that he loves, like his wife or his girlfriend, they can make up a story and say, well, you just went and you assaulted this man for no reason. I've heard stories like that to where once the cops get there, the woman immediately sided with her dude. And the other guy got locked up. So I think what he was saying was valid. I think there's other ways to handle those situations. And yeah, I just think you can't always be Superman. And until you've been in that situation, Cam Newton, I don't think you should really speak on it because you can end up in a world of hurt and a world of trouble if you hop your ass in that situation. I've heard too many stories. I've heard three stories from firsthand accounts.
Again, you're right. I mean, it's situational dependent, just like you're saying, right? And a lot of people are gonna be like, "These motherfuckers calling the cops." But that's probably what I'm gonna do. If like I said, like if I'm walking in the middle of the city that I'm in right now, and two random people going at it, you know what I mean? I'm being honest with you, right? I'm being totally honest with you. I probably would just mind my business. The right thing to do is just to call the cops, bro. You know what I mean? Let them figure it out. Sometimes they might need that space. I don't know. That's just my take, man. I don't know.
Got you. All right, hey, that concludes our Valley the Fuck Out of Here segment. One of the things that I want to say to people, right, is I've just been seeing a lot of stuff about HIV and AIDS being on the rise, right? And if you're out there and you're single, you're partaking in those activities, I just recommend y'all go out there, y'all be safe, because it's not a game out here. But yeah, man, that's all I'm gonna leave that with. But what y'all got to say to the people? It's gonna be a short show today because I gotta go ahead and I gotta run and do a couple things.
Hey man, everybody. All I got to say, man, live your life, man. Live your life. Stay focused and chase your dreams.
Hey, all I gotta say is, man, mind your business. Mind your business sometimes. I mean, I ain't got nothing else to say, man. Like, in certain situations, you just have to mind your business.
Got you. All right, first and foremost, I want to thank both of y'all for showing up. B, it's always a good addition to have you on the show, man. You know how grateful I am for your presence. I want to say thank you to my family. I want to say thank you to my wife. I want to say thank you to my kids. I want to say thank you to Pat, right? And I didn't say it at the beginning, all right, but make sure if you're watching on YouTube, you like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff, right? And the last thing I want to leave you with is because I always want to leave y'all with a little bit of humor, all right? Life kicks people's asses all the time, right? If you're in a situation to where somebody's paying for everything, right, you might want to keep your mouth shut. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.